So this afternoon I'm here with a great Austrian musician in the heart of this beautiful city, the fantastic historic city of Vienna in Austria. And this is the second program of this series of Austrian jazz in Jueves de Jazz. And this is a great, great composer, pianist, a great musician, and the leader of a quartet called Purple is the Color. And with us, we have the presence of a very young and talented Austrian musician, Simon Rapp. Simon, welcome to Jueves de Jazz. Willkommen, Simon. Dankeschön.
Danke. So my biography is actually very simple. I was fortunate that I was born in a musical family. So my first contact with the piano was at the age of 5, I guess. And then I was taught by my older brother. And then I came to the university where I learned classical piano. And of course, when I was a youngster in school, I discovered jazz, and with my friends we were listening to the early Keith Jarrett recordings and the later Coltrane recordings, and also a lot of Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock. So we were pretty actually uncool for the other guys, because we were not listening to, let's say, Britney Spears or whatever, Backstreet Boys. We liked more the jazz, and yeah, that's how I came into this music. And then finally, I started studying jazz music in Linz. It's a small city in Austria. And there I met my colleagues, Stepan Flager, Martin Kotzian, and Micha Rubirschkon. Those are three guys from Czech Republic. And we immediately noticed that we have like a common taste, a common perspective to music. And so I had already the idea of forming a quartet with the name Purple is the Color. So, but I wasn't really finding the right guys, I guess. So with those, so this was 2015 when we met, but the whole band really started 2017 when we made our first recording, first album called Unmasked. And with this thing, the whole band really started. And then festivals and clubs paid attention to our music. And since 2017, we really are on the track, I can say.
Wow. Yeah. Why do you choose to play and compose jazz?
That's a very good question. When I came to music school, I think I was around 7 years old, my teacher showed me a lot of improvising. And so I was very curious about how things work. So always when I was practicing, like, say, Beethoven or Mozart or Bach, I would improvise with the material. And from the very beginning on, I would compose my own little tunes. And my piano teacher made those piano recitals. So like every 2 months, the whole class would perform in front of the parents, you know. And I always played some classical music and a self-composition. So it was always a part of me to compose and create music. This is still something I like the most, to improvise and to compose, actually.
I believe you started with classical music before than starting with jazz.
No, actually not. I started with boogie woogie. That sounds a little bit funny, but my brother used to play boogie woogie and this cocktail piano, and when I was born, he was practicing a lot of this boogie woogie style. and Oscar Peterson and all these things. Mm-hmm. And so he taught me to play those phrases and this left-hand ostinato thing and to play the blues scale, whatever. So this was my first approach to music. And then at the age of 7, I came into classical music.
Mm-hmm. You are a composer and you are a great piano player.
Thank you.
What inspires your music when you compose?
This is also a very difficult question, I guess. In former times, I would say emotions and situations, very simple emotions. I mean, when I was in school, I was in love with every girl we had in class. But at this time I was not really handsome. I was a really strange guy in school because I was wearing all those old trousers from my brothers and I was kind of a hippie in school. So I think I was not so attractive to the girls, but I was in love with all of them. And so I had always heartbreak in school. That's why I was not learning for school, but I was composing a lot and trying to find an output for my heartbreak, some kind of. So mainly my compositions were inspired by those unfulfilled love stories I had. Then later I started reading a lot of books, and I think this inspired me somehow. And now I'm just working on new concepts.
You have created the musical magic through your songs, basically in these two albums at the moment you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have Unmasked, and then some time after, you came with this great epic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean the inspiration in that sense is implicit in these two albums or not?
No, definitely not. I think our great strength is our live performance. To be honest, I think we are playing live much better than we played on the album. This is a very honest answer now, but we noticed that, and this is a great thing about my colleagues, that we all have the ability to improvise totally and trust each other. So every concert there's happening something very great, even though we are really risky sometimes. So we are on stage, we are trying to stretch forms or modulate somehow, and sometimes it works very well, sometimes it is on the edge, I could say. But I think this is why people like the live performance, because they see all the time us doing something very fresh. Mm-hmm. And we often talk to each other in the band that we should record now the Unmasked album, because the material is now so clear or so inhaled.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then now we should record actually the first album
and revisit to Unmask.
Maybe make a live album once with.
Or a collection of concerts. Have you thought?
That would be a great idea. Yes.
Wow. Fantastic. Now, what is the message through your music? What do you want to communicate?
My personal goal is in music actually and in life. I think I cannot separate this anymore, is to build relationships. For me it's how you relate to some people, how do you relate to things and situation, because you as a person, you are different with another person and you are different with another person. So you react, for example, to your parents. Mm-hmm. You are a different person, mm-hmm, as you are with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so also in music, you were reacting differently if you play a specific song or if you play with specific people. So my main message is to find relationship and to build relationships, actually.
You are called Purple is the Color.
Yes.
And as we know, colors are expression of many things. Why you chose that color to be part of the name, and why Purple is the Color is the name of this great quartet you are part of?
As I just said, my main goal in life and in music is relationship, and purple is the result of the relationship between blue and red. So this is the result. That's what comes if two colors mix, then something new and something nice is coming out of this.
And why you chose blue and not, for example, yellow to make a green and or red and yellow? You went for blue, the sky, and purple,
and red
with the red. Why?
Because red, blue is the ratio, is the mind, is the coolness, and red is the heart, the warmth. And so you have to find the balance. It's like body and soul, or it's like the mind and the heart. And this is the relationship. I think many people are living in their head, and or too much in their head, and many people are too much living in their heart. So this is
a hard one, maybe. What's your favorite, if you have, your favorite musician, your favorite composer? And if there's one name or two, why?
That's a pretty easy question, actually. And I'm not sure if I should answer this. because I'm kind of avoiding to, right now, I am avoiding to listen too much of my favorite idols, because it's pretty clear that they are great to me. So I think if you listen to my or our music, then you definitely can find influences of many great artists. But I noticed that every person in life who is truly living his dream, his or her dream, is an inspiration to me. So if you're a farmer, let's say, or if you're a mountain climber or a deep sea diver or a normal worksman, and you have love and great appreciation of what you're doing, then this is inspiration. So sometimes I get more inspired by a normal workman or woman who is happy in life than from a great musician who has some unfulfillments in the life. You know what I mean?
But just for the taste. But yeah, it's hard. As a musician, no, but sometimes it's hard.
I give you a short and clear answer. Right now I'm practicing a lot of Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach. And for me, he's definitely one of the greatest. But
as you mentioned, travels and experiences, you were telling me you've been playing not with Purple is the Color, but you were playing with other great Austrian musicians in Mexico, my homeland.
Yeah.
What was your experience? Where were you playing? If you remember, otherwise don't worry.
Yeah, that was 2017. I was playing with a group of Austrian people. This band is called Berry Good. And we got this chance to, I think it was three shows. We played one show in Mexico City, then one in Lyon, and then in Puerto Peñasco. This is on the border to the US, right? Anyway, so we had three shows in very different parts of Mexico. So we had to fly in Mexico. The experience, first of all, the people were always nice to us. And it was my first time in Mexico, and I was really overwhelmed because I was also not in this part of America. I've never been to South America, actually. So the culture is gorgeous. It's amazing, and it's a great heritage of this culture. I think I was a bit kind of in a high feeling because we had less sleep and we traveled a lot and we met so many people and so many different situations that it was like a dream to me. And I always like traveling, of course. So we had a great time, really.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.